morning, everybody. Welcome to the Plaza Chapel once again on Sunday morning. Happy Father's Day. You're on, sit down. Well, I figured since it's Father's Day, it'd be appropriate. My son Chase is up here. He's going to help me with a little announcement this morning. You can tell he's so excited about it. Before we get to there, though, it is Father's Day, and I did want to acknowledge all of the fathers in the crowd here. So if you are a father, grandfather, stepfather, spiritual father, father of any sort, can you please stand up? And let's recognize you guys. You are loved this morning, and we are blessed to have you here this morning here at Plaza. So thank you, and happy Father's Day once again. So Chase is here with me because he and I are going to give you the Father's Day marriage tips. Is that right, Chase? Yes. Yeah, right here. Just as we scripted. So Chase, you know that marriage is full of excitement and sometimes frustration, right?
Number one.
In the first year of marriage, the man speaks and the woman listens. In the second year, the woman speaks and the man listens. In the last year, they both speak and the neighbors listen.
Chase, you're on a roll. You got number two?
It is true that love is blind, but marriage is definitely an eye-opener.
Not yet. I know you got a third one there.
A happy marriage is a matter of giving and taking. The husband gives and the wife takes.
You have a question for me, Chase?
Yeah. How much does it cost to get married?
Chase, that's a loaded question because I'm still paying for it. Good job, Chase. Give him a hand. Lots of things going on here at Plaza, folks, so let's get right to it. Open your bulletin and follow along with me.